Extremely local news now sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule reporting from Block Club Chicago. And in Little Village, the neighbors are trying to warn each other about ice, aren't they, Stephanie?
They are. Good morning, Bob. We're seeing neighbors in majority Latino neighborhoods across the city really get creative about warning their neighbors about ice amid this Operation Midway Blitz. And that's no exception in Little Village, which is home to one of the largest Mexican-American communities in the Midwest. In addition to hosting Know Your Rights workshops, the Little Village Community Council is now passing out bright orange whistles to neighbors, and they're using it, you know, literally blowing the whistle on ice, using these whistles to alert their neighbors when ICE agents are spotted nearby. This comes as at least 12 were arrested in the city by masked ICE agents yesterday, including a group of workers outside Home Depot in Brighton Park.
Over in Logan Square, that rundown spot under the L is looking better these days. The neighbors have pitched in, haven't they?
It is, Bob. Yusuf Dana, a civil engineer, and his father, Mohammed Dana, have transformed this long-neglected patch of dirt under the Blue Line L tracks on Sacramento Avenue in Logan Square into a colorful garden full of flowers for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. The community raised $1,300 to support their efforts, and he's earned the, this father-son team has earned the support of the local alderman, too. And Yusuf told us that he hopes that the project inspires others to really take ownership of their neighborhood instead of thinking, you know, this thing needs improved and I'm going to call my alderman or I need the city to do it. He says you can really do some cool things on your own if you go in and just get to work.
And mark your calendar because Open House Chicago is coming back. And for people who don't know, this is one of the coolest events in our city, isn't it?
It really is, and it's completely free. Open House Chicago is an annual event from the Chicago Architecture Center that sees architectural gems, local landmarks, beloved businesses open their doors to architecture fans for one weekend only. It's back next month, October 18th and 19th, so you can mark your calendars. But this celebration this year will include more than 200 sites across every corner of the city, including some brand new sites. Some of them include Steve Albini's recording studio in Avondale, the Intuit Art Museum in Westtown, and the National Public Housing Museum on the Near West Side. You can see the full list and start planning your visits on our site at blackclubchicago.org.
Yeah, you've got the 30 sites listed there, and there are some good ones. All the information there, blackclubchicago.org. Stephanie Lule. Thank you, Stephanie.
Have a good one, Bob.